Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back again. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I am good, DJ. I'm good. Like, it's so funny how... I mean, it's kind of like, I don't want to say this, I'm a baseball fan, but it's really nothing on. I'm watching College World Series, but it's so weird when we get to this point. Like, this is kind of the lag time. Even the news, when we're watching like the NFL news, there's nothing really popping. And so I'm trying to occupy myself and I guess maybe take on some projects to get ready for the season, but it's different. Slow time of year.
The Padres are failing me. Their job is to always get me to football season. Then after that, you know, anything happens is great. But they're just failing me right now.
That's because you're doing too much too soon. You get so caught up and
I fired him last night. I fired him. I was like, I'm not watching.
Wait a minute. You fired him.
Because I watch every game, and then they were so bad 2 nights ago. I said, no, it's a one game penalty. I can't subject myself to this again. So truth be told, I didn't watch for the first 7 innings. They were up 3-1. I turned it on. They lost 4-3. So it was my fault again.
Man.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I tweeted out, I hate baseball after that game last night. I was like, come on, man. Just get me to July. Can you just get me to middle to late July without, you know, completely disappointing me? But it's not happening. But we do have some stuff to talk about today, and we do have somebody to talk to. We've got Michael Penix Jr., very, very talented quarterback from the University of Washington. Began his career as, if you don't know, at Indiana. Transferred last year. He had a phenomenal year. Led the FBS in passing yards, I want to say. Like, he was up there in just about every statistical category. He was incredible. So big time player. One of the top quarterbacks in college football. Going to be one of the big names in next year's draft class and someone we wanted to catch up with and have a conversation. So here's our chat with Michael Penix from the University of Washington. All right, Buck. Well, here he is. Excited to have Michael Penix Jr. joining us here. Michael, appreciate the time, man. I guess, first of all, For those that don't know, I think it would be great to kind of go back into your story. Your journey that you've been on has been quite incredible, but is there any way you can just kind of start with high school, the recruiting process, and how you ended up originally in Indiana?
Yeah. So for me, coming out of high school, I wasn't a guy with a ton of offers. You know, I committed early on, my sophomore, going into my junior year of high school, I committed that summer to University of Tennessee. That's where I met Coach Mike DeBoard and Nick Sheridan. You know, he was the OC, and Nick Sheridan, he was working with the quarterbacks at that time with Josh Dobbs. So I was committed since then, you know, all the way throughout my high school career. And leading up to signing day, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most before signing day, new coaching staff came in and, you know, they had their guy that they wanted in my class. So I had to basically just find another home. And at that time, Coach Sheridan and Coach DeBoard, they found their way to Indiana University. And, you know, Coach Sheridan, he was always a guy that was always communicating to me all the time, like, you know, through the whole recruiting process, even after he left Tennessee. So, you know, I just felt like I had somebody in my corner that truly believed in me from day one. And at Indiana, I felt like it was a program that, you know, there was a lot of Florida guys there, you know, at the time. So, you know, I felt like, you know, it was home for me. And it was a place where, you know, we needed to build something special. You know, it wasn't, you know, the big winning program there at that time. So I just wanted to be a part of something special. So I took my talents there, spent my 4 years there, battled injuries every year, you know, just trying to stay healthy. And then that led me to, after graduating from Indiana, you know, I made my grad transfer decision, you know, just what I felt was best for my future and, you know, best for, you know, my situation, you know, just being able to get in a new setting, you know, new team, you know, but still with the same playbook that I was still working with, because Coach DeBoer, he was at Indiana in 2019. So he went back to Fresno State, was head coach there for a year, and then he ended up for 2 years, and then he ended up coming here to UW. And, you know, that's what led me here. It was him and what he did for me whenever he was at Indiana, you know, just slowing the game down for me, you know, just making the process easy. You know, I knew that's what I wanted to be in again.
You know, Mike, there would be a time where transfers would be negatively looked at in the NFL. Well, now that's no longer the case because we're seeing quarterbacks transfer and bounce and find better locations and those things. And so DJ could attest to that. How do you think transferring has benefited you as you think about going to the next level, being at different environments and those things? How would those things be beneficial as you step into an NFL locker room at some point in your career?
Yeah, exactly like you said, you know, just, you know, a different environment, you know, you just got to get to learn new people. You know, just like you said, you know, going into the NFL is, I'm going to be in a place where, you know, I don't know everybody, you know, but I got to get to know those guys, build those relationships, those bonds. And, you know, obviously that those guys know that I'm a guy that wants to win and I'm going to do whatever it takes to do that. So I was able to do that coming here. You know, show my teammates that, you know, I can be a leader and I can help this team win football games, you know. So that's the same thing that I'll be able to do at the next level as well. You know, I feel like that'll be something that'll transition over as well. You know, just being able to adapt and, you know, being able to build relationships anywhere I'm at.
I love the word you used there. You talked about showing your teammates, like you're going to go in there and you're going to work first, and then you can become more of a vocal leader once you've established what kind of worker you are. And that develops your leadership. So now that you've got that year last year, you came in there, you put in the work, you guys had a great year as a team, you had an unbelievable year individually. Do you find yourself now going into this next season here that, you know, there's more comfort in being a little more vocal in your leadership style?
Yeah, for sure. You know, as time go by, you know, you just continue to build those relationships with those guys. And, you know, I feel like what would be the biggest thing for us this year is, you know, I'm the only person that was that's ever been in this playbook, you know, before last season, you know. So having the rest of the guys, you know, be in the playbook, you know, for a year, you know, being in the system for another year, you know, I just feel like it's going to increase our level of play, you know, just our understanding of the play calling and everything, you know. So I feel like it's definitely going to be a positive for us. And I know that we'll be able to do something special, you know, because of that, you know, because of, you know, our older guys, you know, all our receivers coming back, a lot of offensive linemen coming back, guys filling in that are great players as well that played a lot last year as well. You know, just seeing everybody in the system for another year, you know, just comfortable with the play calling and truly understanding, you know, the play calls. You know, I feel like that's definitely going to be something big for us this year.
You know, Mike, the great players always spend an offseason working on a part of their game that they want to turn into a strength, make it even better. So what are some of the things that you're working on to kind of give you these superpowers when you step onto the field this fall?
Yeah, my biggest things I'm working on, just a lot of technique stuff, you know, just make sure my mechanics are always on point, you know, no matter the situation I'm in, no matter the circumstances, you know, if I have to move in a pocket a certain way, you know, just always making sure I'm sticking to those base mechanics and, you know, always having that, you know, in the back of my mind, you know. So just making sure I'm staying locked in on that and, you know, never getting lazy on any plays and, you know, just continue to push the team, you know, push the team to higher levels, you know, just make sure that, you know, I'm commanding everybody, being that vocal leader for the offense, for the whole team, really, you know, but, you know, mainly on the offensive side is who I'm working with, you know. So just make sure I'm being a vocal leader and, you know, just leading those guys the right way and picking up our young guys as well, making sure that they're ready to play.
One of the things I was curious to talk to you about, because I feel like I saw the Indiana version of you and I saw some of the splash plays that you made. And then I saw last year, and I don't know if I wasn't paying attention enough at IU, Mike, tell me if I'm wrong here, man, but I did not remember the velocity that you displayed this year at IU. I knew you had a strong arm. I did not know your arm was at the level that it was at this year. Have you physically gotten stronger from when you were at IU, or did I just miss how strong and big your arm is? Be honest.
I mean, I feel like it's both, you know, just going through a lot of injuries and stuff like that, you know, just trying to bounce back and battle, you know, through that stuff, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing, but that's nothing that I'll complain about. You know, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's path is different. And, you know, all I can do is, you know, thank the man upstairs for putting me in the position I'm in today. You know, I feel like everything I've been through, you know, allowed me to be the player that I was this past season and is allowing me to be the player that I'm going to be this year, you know. So I just feel like, you know, all the things I went through, you know, it's just going to continue to elevate me. But I would say, you know, I've always had that confidence in myself, you know, even if other people didn't or if people didn't notice it, you know. So I always knew what I could do on the field. It's just a matter of time.
You know, Michael, I think it's really interesting. In last year's draft, we saw three quarterbacks that were drastically different in their style of play: Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson. A lot of those guys had criticism around their games the entire run-up to the draft. How do you think you're going to handle dealing with all the outside noise as it gets closer to the 2024 draft and those things?
You know, for me, it's just, you know, I know what I overcome. You know, I know the things that, you know, could be brought up in those talks, you know, but, you know, a reason why I wanted to come back, you know, just show another year of me being healthy, you know, that, you know, those injuries are past me, you know, those are things that, you know, I had to go through to be the player I am today. And I just feel like, you know, I'm a winner, you know, I feel like, you know, at the next level, you know, those guys want winners, you know, and I feel like, you know, I always display being a winner, you know, whenever I was able to be on the field, you know, so I feel like, you know, those talks would be brought up, you know, but that's why I came back for another year to, you know, quiet those talks down. So
we are always evaluating quarterbacks every year as they come into the draft. Bucky and I have been doing this for over 20 years. When you think about what makes a great quarterback, not just yourself, but what you strive to be, what would you say are the top three or four characteristics that would make up a great quarterback today?
I would say, man, leadership, you know, command, and, you know, just – myself, I say, for me, I just feel like just being a leader, you know, vocally, you know, obviously with my play as well, you know, just going out there and not just speaking about the things, you know, that leaders do, but actually just going out there and doing it and showing my team and, you know, making sure that, you know, just holding everybody accountable, you know, don't let anything slip, you know, in these workouts that we have going on. Maybe somebody don't touch a line, you know, just being that guy that stands up is like, no, I don't care if we have extra up downs for it. It's like, no, this is things that we need to do to be able to win a championship. So just doing things like that and, you know, just winning football games, you know, helping the team win, you know, I feel like those are big things.
You know, Michael, I'm gonna take you through a little scenario. I'm gonna give you an all access pass where you get a chance to spend a week, go to a game with any NFL quarterback of your choice, but it's only one quarterback that you can shadow for that week. Who's a quarterback that you would want to tag along with?
Current
NFL quarterback.
I would want to see Lamar Jackson. You know, I'll say because, you know, he was a guy that was getting criticized, you know, for his, you know, athleticism, saying that he wasn't really a quarterback coming out, you know, and, you know, in my eyes, you know, I see him play and I'm like, nah, this guy, he can really throw. He manages the game. He does great at the quarterback position. So I just want to see in his eyes, like, you know, what he does, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, just to see that, you know, it's not the guy that, you know, a lot of people try to put him in that box of, you know, and, you know, just allow me to see his leadership, you know, as far as with his organization and the things that he do for that program.
Florida guys are always going to stick together, Buck. You got to know that.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to go Florida. I knew he was going to go Florida. Mike, what is it about that, man? Bucky's a high school coach out here in California, and we've got some powerhouse high schools in Southern California. But the state of Florida, if you just look year after year after year, you know, what states populating all these Division I programs, Florida's right there at the top. What is it about Florida high school football that's made so many great players, not only at the collegiate level, but obviously on in the NFL?
I just feel like we dogs. Like, it sound crazy, but like, really, I just feel like, for me, I can speak for myself. You know, I can go in a different environment, a cold environment, and I can still play good. But a lot of people come over there in that humidity, that heat that we had to practice in every day, 3-4 o'clock after practice, you know, going out there and putting on a show and just doing it since kids, you know, it's a different game. You know, I've been on a team where we played in Florida and it was like half the team cramping up and it's like, it's hot. It's like, I'm like, yeah, we went through a lot, you know, growing up. And, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I know myself, you know, I was growing up, I was always playing football on the street. We tackle on the side. If you run on the sideline of the street, we tackling. We playing football all the time. I was always outside, always sports. You know, as growing up, it's just always sports. You know, we were always outside. And I just feel like that's just something different that the generation do today. You know, I feel like it's more video games and stuff like that, you know. But, you know I was back. I was always outside and I was always playing with the older guys. So, I feel like that allowed me to be, you know, tougher, you know, just more physically ready, you know.
So last question for me, Mike. I have to ask you this because we used to ask this sometimes in scouting meetings. A successful season for you, your final season at UW, looks like what?
A national championship. That's 100% successful, perfect season, a national championship.
So can we tell him the answer to the test here, Buck, that he just passed? Okay, so here, this is our one free piece of advice because you already got it down. So with both having been scouts, when you go through the combine, when you go through interviews with teams, it's kind of a trick question because they'll ask you, what will you – and this is a question you're going to hear this a bunch when you go with these interviews. Hey, what would be a successful rookie season? And they're not looking for you to say, oh, I'm going to win rookie of the year. I'm going to throw for 30 touchdowns. They're looking for you to say, I want to win a Super Bowl, because it shows like you have a team perspective and not even just individual perspective. So you haven't even been coached on this. So if anybody ever asks you if you were just fibbing and the coach up, you say, no, go back and watch this Move the Sticks interview that I did before my final season of college ball. And I already had the right answer. So you already answered it right. But can you kind of understand how teams are looking at that? Because they're looking at, say, okay, is this guy thinking just individually or is he thinking about the unit?
Broader thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because as a quarterback, you know, it's like the ball is touching your hand every play, you know, when the offense is out on the field. So it's like we win the national championship. The quarterback play had to be good.
Yes. Yes.
So yes, I exactly. had to have this season to win the national championship. So.
No, that's all the right answer, man. It all comes with it. You guys handle it all comes with it. You guys are right there, man. You guys are knocking on the door last year. Like you said, you got everybody back. It's going to be a loaded Pac-12. I mean, this is, you know, there's obviously some teams going to be leaving the conference here soon. But, man, for this next year, when you've got yourself, You've got Caleb Williams. You've got Bo Nix. You've got UCLA that's going to be better. I mean, this is going to be a good
Utah.
Utah's there every year.
Back to back.
Can't forget about them. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun ride for you this year, man. Just stay healthy. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll catch up with you as we get to the end of the season and march towards the draft.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for: potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad: deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad, and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Yeah, crazy talented player. I mean, he is showing up real quick in terms of just being a guy. Like, you know, you just look at his athleticism, you look at his playmaking ability, you look at the way he pushes the ball down the field. I just remember the guy that I watched when he was at Indiana play against Penn State. And, I mean, he was a monster in that game. I mean, you just talk about just the way he played. And so to see him continue to progress, to see him at UW, and to know that he has another season to really show and prove, should be a really exciting time. DJ, everyone always blows up the quarterbacks, but this year, in particular, the 2024 quarterback class, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of dudes on the West Coast, too. We've got Drake May out in North Carolina, but then in the pack, you've got Caleb Williams, you've got Penix, you've got Bo Nix, who played really, really well last year at Oregon. So it's a good group, man. It's a fun group. In the kid up at Washington State, Cam Ward's a good player. It's a fun player to watch. So there's guys. It'll be a fun season. We're also going to have the second-year players we're looking for having monster years. We'll go through an offensive team and a defensive team, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But I did want to start off, Buck, and get your thoughts on our buddy Joel Klatt had an interview with Nick Saban the other day that he put on his pod. It was actually a really, really interesting interview. I think maybe 15, 20 minutes, not too long, but real fascinating. I thought Nick Saban got a little ornery at a couple points. Joel kind of kept his cool, but it was a good interview. And but one of the things that Saban said that got him a lot of attention was, they're asking him about, you know, which teams make the playoff and all that. And he said, well, you know, last year when I was told that we would have been favored against three of the four teams in the playoff, I asked myself, well, then why aren't we in the playoff? That was his statement there. So I won't even give you my thoughts on it. I'll tee you up with your thoughts on that of why Alabama, even though they would have been favored against three of the four teams, was not in the playoff.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And it's a tough one because of their two losses. And the two losses that they had, like, it kept them from being able to participate in the conference championship game. And so if everyone else are playing extra games and you're not, you shouldn't be the beneficiary of not playing. And so even though we can talk about, yeah, they lost last second in overtime, I think the LSU last second field goal to Tennessee, I mean, the losses are the losses. And you have to be able to at least get to the championship game to be able to have a legitimate argument. And so because of that, I think it just disqualified them, because you think about Michigan won the championship, you think about TCU and how they were able to get to the championship game, and then Georgia's Georgia. I don't know who we knock out and exclude from the conversation just to put Alabama in.
So my first reaction to it was, okay, it's logical to say they were one of the four most talented teams in the country. I would say that's a no-brainer. I don't think you'd find any argument from anybody that would say they are one of the four most talented teams. Here's the question I would ask, though. Were you favored against Tennessee? You know, were you favored against LSU? So what did that get you? You know what I mean? Like, you still lost. So even if they would have turned around and played that game the next day after having lost to those teams, they would have been favored the next day against them. At some point in time, it doesn't matter who's favored. It matters who wins and who loses.
Yeah, because the spread, look, we can't have the gamblers making the calls. Like, at some point, you got to be able to, you got to win the games. You win the game, you get the stuff. And so I understand it. It's one of my biggest things is I've always felt like they needed to expand the playoff field. I want to see more games. And even though people talk about, hey, man, we're seeing blowouts in the four, there's just something about when you expand it, you never know what happens. We've seen upsets and those things. And we may arrive at the same four. But I would rather see an expanded field. So then Alabama doesn't have an argument. Throw them in there. Let's see what they look like compared to some other teams. I understand his frustration, but man, you lose two in conference. It's kind of hard for you to say, hey, you didn't win your
division in your conference. I mean, like, that's.
It's just hard. It's hard to say that you can be the national champion after that.
Yeah. So again, I get and I understand the frustration because he felt like he had one of the best teams, but they didn't win the games they needed to win. So, and they're in a tough conference. I get that. But that conference forever has been able to offset some of those tough games with cupcakes. Whereas, you know, some other teams might have eight B games and no A games. Well, you have three A games, but you have five, you know, C games, you know, in there. It changes. So, you know, it is. It's not an even playing field. It is what it is, but you can get there if you handle your business.
Now, I do know this because I just thought about it. I don't think Ohio State made it to the championship game because they lost to the team up north. They lost to Michigan, and so they kind of bumped them out. But I think the difference is they only have one loss. And so, man, the losses add up. You can't have two losses. You can't have two losses in conference either and be considered the national championship.
Yeah, no question. So that was a little interesting thing there on that interview. Good job by our buddy Joel Klatt. All right, Buck, let's jump into this second year conversation here. We can just kind of rip through this. We don't need to spend a ton of time on it. But if I was going to ask you to fill out an 11 personnel offense with second year players, not just based off what they did last year. You know, that's a good part of it, but who you expect to be excellent this year? If you had to put your second year offense on the field, who would it be?
Okay, so let's do this because it's actually a lot trickier than I thought it would be going in. And so at quarterback, I'm going to go out with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett as a second-year player, I expect him to have a major leap. When you look at the way that he controlled and commanded that offense, you could see the promise from the Steelers. As he settles in and gets more comfortable running this offense and making plays, I expect him to have a big year. At running back, it was funny. I got a chance to see the angry runner, Damian Pierce, run early in the year against the Jaguars, and he was mashing it for the Houston Texans. Not the flashiest, but when we think about a physical player that can get it done between the tackles, I'm a bank on him also because the Houston Texans going to have to play a little more conservative, I think, with a young quarterback playing. I expect Pierce to have a big year. Wide receivers, my trio is Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and George Pickens. Garrett Wilson, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Chris Olave had a monster year for the New Orleans Saints right out the gate. And then George Pickens might surpass everybody in terms of his connection. Had 800 yards, but he and Kenny Pickett, they have this connection. Love what I'm seeing from that Pittsburgh combination. At tight end, I'm going to go a little off the grid. Keep an eye on Isaiah Likely. Todd Monken coming in with the Baltimore Ravens, them really expanding out this offense. I know everyone is going to talk about all the perimeter players and the guys outside, but I'm saying keep an eye on the middle of the field. Likely, Andrews. Lamar Jackson loves to throw inside the numbers. Likely could be on the field as they try and dictate some of those matchups. And then the offensive line, Charles Cross, Zion Johnson, Luke Fortner, Tyler Smith, and then Ike Ekwonu. Those are the five offensive linemen that I opted for. Look, there's some other guys that could be in that conversation, but Cross was exceptional right away. Zion Johnson is going to be a really good player for the Chargers. Luke Fortner settles it in for the Jaguars. And then Tyler Smith played great outside and inside for the Cowboys. And then Ike Ekwonu is just a monster that everybody wants on that front line.
Yeah, that's a good group, man. I don't have much argument there. You know, Pickens, to me, there's a lot of wideouts to choose from. A lot of guys are kind of interesting. But Pickens with what he did, and again, getting to year two here, I think it's going to be fun there. I think that Pittsburgh team, as we talked about in the last pod, I think it's going to be one of the most improved teams in the league, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So I like that group. Want me to jump in and knock out the defense here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I've got edge rushers. Let's start there. Aiden Hutchinson coming off 9.5 sacks. I think he's going to safely be in double digits, not going out on a limb there. I'm going to go with Karloftis for the other edge. Some other interesting names. You know, to me, Thibodeau would probably have been the next one I would have had in mind. Get him healthy for a full 17, see what he can do. That was what that decision came down to there. You get a chance to see, you know, the former number one overall pick and Trayvon Walker. I think it just pass rush wise, I still think there's more development to take place there. So I'll take those other two guys over him. DTs, some interesting ones. Both of these guys, athletic freaks. Think about the combines these two had. Jordan Davis and Travis Jones put on shows, both of them. And everybody knows what Jordan Davis did coming out of Georgia, the show he put on there. Travis Jones coming out of UConn was outstanding. Travis Jones last year, 17 tackles. Jordan Davis was excellent against the run when he was on the field and healthy at 5 tackles for loss or no gain last year. I think you'll see him as he gets a lot more play time now. When you have an offseason where you lose one of the premier interior linemen in Javon Hargrave that the Eagles lost, I think you'll see Jordan Davis get a lot more work. I think you see him post some good numbers. Linebackers, I'm going to go with your Jag and Devin Lloyd coming off the a year. Not only had the 4 picks last year, going through and looking at all the numbers, went through all the PFF stuff, run, pass, and was just kind of combing through it to see what stood out. 16 pressures he had last year as a rusher. So the versatility he brings there in the pass game is outstanding. Quay Walker, I have as the other linebacker. Then we get to the secondary. Sauce Gardner, Tariq Woolen, shouldn't be much of a surprise with the two corners. Jalen Petrie from Houston coming off a monster season, and Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens were the two safeties. And the nickel that I had was actually one of the more difficult decisions. Cater K, who was in the mix there, I ended up going with Trent McDuffie.
I mean, look, that's a really good group. And I think there are a couple guys that you want to talk on. Trent McDuffie, to me, is one of the guys that not enough is talked about. And what's so funny, like, the Chiefs had to play a little bit without him. Then he comes back and he plays. And so kind of out of sight, out of mind. But, man, this is a guy that is as talented as they come. The toolbox is full when he steps onto the field. It'll be interesting to see him play four complimented games to get that. The guys you mentioned, the athletic freaks, because I think on defense it really shows up. Jordan Davis and Travis Jones, guys who have freakish athleticism to go with their size and disruptive potential. Man, when you settle in and get the experience and expertise to go with that raw talent, you can see some special things happen. And then I'll say this because I'm a homer with Devin Lloyd. I think people have to understand Devin Lloyd makes a lot of splash plays, even though I would say that he's adjusting to a new position. The way that he played at Utah, he's not necessarily being utilized like that at Jacksonville. He played more on the edges, did a lot of C-ball, get-ball stuff at Utah. He's now playing a traditional off-the-ball linebacker. I am hoping that some of the playmaking reemerges as he really settles in and gets comfortable playing a new spot.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm excited to see how that role maybe changes and evolves too as they figure him out. Sometimes it's not just a player figuring out the scheme. It's the coaches figuring out the player and how best to use him.
They just need to look at path to the draft when we do operating instructions. Like we give all these guys instructions. Like we tell them, hey, when you tick this toy, you just need to make sure you utilize it like this and you can get the best out of it. It's going to be a fun year playing with your new toy.
AA batteries, not AAA batteries, okay? You keep putting AAA batteries in there. It's not working.
It's not the same.
On the instructions. You just got to read it.
You got to understand. You got to understand what it is.
All right, Buck, what are the plans for the weekend? What do you got coming up?
Plans for the weekend. So I still have practice coming down. I am trying to see. My son is playing baseball all over, so I'm trying to figure out like what he's doing. He may be going to another team playing in Nebraska somewhere, so I'm trying to get that locked down. But, DJ, you understand this. It is now time. My daughter just passed, got a driver's license.
Oh, boy.
You know what that means. Got to get her a car. So now.
Not cheap.
But I have a rule. Whatever one gets, the other gets. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, you don't get to deviate. He got this, you get the exact same thing. But nope. He got this, you get that. That's what it is. And so.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. So I got to go get a car and then.
So G-Wagons.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wish. Man. Yeah. Like, man. And I've been delaying because I was like, man, I got to call the insurance company. So that goes up. I was like, holy smokes. It's just never ending. Yeah.
I just got, we have four. I just got one off of my insurance for the first time. So my daughter's getting married in November, my oldest. Oh, wow. So, yeah, this was the first time where it's like there's somebody leaving the payroll and not coming onto the payroll. It's kind of different. It's an adjustment. Life comes at you fast, man.
It comes at you fast. But in a few years, somebody else will come back on the payroll because then you're going to have to start with grandkids and all that other stuff. So,
Yikes. Here before you know it. I've got a tee time today, Buck. See if we can make it 3 weeks in a row. See if I can go out there and get you a W.
I can even tell.
It's got to be better. Today.
Yeah, you're dressing differently. I'm now noticing that all your shirts have like embroidered golf clubs and country clubs and all these things. Like the one thing that you've certainly got, you got to look the part. So the first thing is you definitely looking the part. I can't wait. I can only imagine what the golf shoes and the attire looking like.
Strong.
Yeah.
I've got these new Nike golf shoes that have a little tint of orange. So I would like to wear the orange ankle socks to go along with it.
Oh, you're so
fun. But the confidence level from the cart to the first tee box
is great.
Off the charts. It's off great. The charts. The confidence level from the first tee box to this downslope where I'm trying to locate my ball, that goes down a little bit.
That's right.
Struggles a little bit.
It'll get better.
Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I learned the best piece of golf advice I got was, hey, man, don't tee off with those nice balls. Those are for chipping and putting.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to save those for the end. Yeah. Those throwaway balls are what they call the slightly used balls that you can get. Hey, you got to pick up some of those.
I love it when you accidentally hit one good. And then they're like, hey, is the Titleist one? Is that you? Nope. TaylorMade 3? I'm like, no. He's like, I found a Pinnacle 4 over here. I'm like, that's me. We got a noodle. Looks like it's about 13 years old. Yep, that's right over here. That's me.
Oh yeah, yeah. We found that in the creek. That's mine. Yeah, that's mine. Yeah, that's mine. Yeah.
All right, that's gonna do it for us. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. I think our buddy Bruce Feldman's gonna join us next week, so we'll always have some fun with him. Maybe get a little sneak peek at the freaks list here. All these top college football players. Be on the lookout for that. Hope you guys have a wonderful, safe weekend. We'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.